The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. The Syrian government says the ancient city of Palmyra, gravely damaged by IS militants, could reopen to the public next spring. But while restoration continues on the ground, one French startup is showing people how Palmyra and other cities affected by war once looked, how they look now, and how they might look after restoration. Kevin Enix explains.
This is the Syrian city of Aleppo, after it was damaged by fighting during the civil war. And this is the Al-Nouri Mosque in Mosul, Iraq, also damaged by fighting. And this is how it looked once upon a time, and perhaps could again. This imagery, courtesy of a small French startup called Iconum, is showing not only the devastation of some of the world's historic places, but also providing images of the same places undamaged by time and war.
De prise de vue, des appareils photo, des drones.
We take hundreds of thousands of photos that we bring back to France to process using large computers, and these algorithms will automatically construct photorealistic 3D models, true copies of the real sites, but virtual.
To get those photos, the teams visit sites like this one in Palmyra, armed with cameras, then let their algorithms do the rest.
This 3D model that we're in the process of generating will help to make the general map of the land register, which will allow architects to see the city, which monuments we will be able to keep, and which we can restore, and which strategy we will adopt for the future reconstruction.
Some of the team's work is currently on display in Paris, and for many people, it's a sobering affair.
Sadness. I feel sadness because I visited Leptis Magna and Aleppo before the bombings. And it is gut-wrenching, really, because it was a very beautiful city, well-preserved, with a real life to it. And to see that is saddening.
Iconum has teamed up with the UN to help its efforts to preserve and restore places like Mosul, Aleppo, and Palmyra. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
Make sure you join us next week for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Stay up to date 24 hours a day with our website at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.